What about the podcast? What about the podcast?
Yeah.
What about the podcast? 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 What about the podcast?
You are listening. What about the podcast? I had an answer.
Oh, man. Hello, and welcome to episode 9.
Of What About the Podcast?
What About the Podcast? I like your redesigned theme.
Thank you.
You completely cut me out of it.
No, what do you mean?
There's a part that's just like,
and dad at the end.
You say add like 100 times really quickly, and then and dad. And.
I'm sorry. My name is more pronounceable.
All right.
And easier to.
All right.
Anyway.
Whatever.
You make the intro, then you can put dad, and ad.
I will do that. That'll be coming up in a future episode.
Awesome.
This is a big episode for us.
Yeah, you could say that.
I did say that, and now, why would you say that, though?
I thought that's what people, like, that was, like, a normal thing people said. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why it's so big is because, just like we promised last week, we are fulfilling that promise.
Right.
We have
the analysts.
The analysts. All the analysts.
Live.
We're here, live.
Do you want to say something, analyst?
Hello. Welcome to What About the Podcast?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The analysts have arrived.
Right. And just to clear it up with the audience, they are they're being controlled by one central consciousness.
Yes.
So that's the reason that they might appear a little bit singular.
They're singular. But multiple. Yes. We refer to them as they.
Right.
They. The analysts.
Right.
The controllers of our universe. Really.
Really.
Yes. We control everything.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh,
this
man.
Is...
I don't know. Well, it's
this
so
is
good.
Heavy.
So good to have the analysts with us today.
They moved 50 feet from behind us. Up into, like, next to us.
In the past, they've just been the ones in that back room holding up signs and trying to
cues.
Influence this thing from a non-verbal way. And now
they're really actually here, actually for real.
They're here with all their data.
Yes,
their data is here. I must say, all the data is here. I must say I'm nervous.
Why is that?
Because I feel like we're on the spot. I feel like this thing has evolved into a thing that is now fuller. It's more fuller than it has ever been in the past. With the analysts like in the room, a third multiple voice. It's like a third, but it's also like 3,000 or something like that. The analysts.
Yeah.
The analysts. I don't know.
I don't know either, Ed.
Maybe the analysts could turn down my channel as I reboot this system. This channel. You know, analysts. Know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Processing. Computing.
I don't know why he's doing that. He doesn't really ever do that. No, just kidding.
They.
Sorry.
You don't know why. They.
I don't know why I said that.
That was awfully rude.
Sorry.
So, I'm going to try and forge on like it's a normal episode, even though we're in a room with thousands of analysts.
I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's sweaty in here. It's starting to smell. What do you think the analysts smell like? Has anyone noticed that?
No.
That's just, okay. Never mind. Never mind.
Maybe you have something in your nose or something.
Okay. Never mind. I'm sorry. I said anything?
Yeah, that's kind of like rude.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
So you did smell something, but you weren't going
to
say anything.
No, I was saying that it's rude of you to call out the analyst when you really have no evidence.
Okay. No evidence.
What's that smell?
Whatever. Okay. Well, moving on to the next order of business, which is to get to business, because we've already gotten 5 minutes into this and we haven't covered
really
anything.
We haven't done anything.
We haven't done anything again. I feel like it takes us a good 15 minutes before we even accomplish starting to accomplish something. And then we kind of just rush through things. So we're flying high with the analyst today.
That's the theme of the episode?
Flying high with the analyst. It's like we're in a rocket ship.
Or an airplane.
That has a recording studio in it and thousands of analysts.
And we're flying.
And we're flying. And as we fly, we have things that we need to talk about. We have things we need to review. We have other things that we need to bring in. Like this. Just go with me a second. Let's see what we have here. Let's see if you can follow this.
Thank you for coming out.
Your mom over there?
I don't know. Did she
says
she was I don't know.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, are you
crazy?
All right?
Nail biter.
I was pooping myself.
I could tell. I saw it.
Really?
I was like, ooh.
I'm good. We're at White Shorts, not a good time.
Yeah.
Just a little excitement. Analyst.
Well, it sounds like the infamous City High West football game. And by football, we of course mean American soccer.
Right. Yes, yes.
Right.
That is correct.
Totally.
You don't seem too happy about that clip.
I don't know. What do you mean by that? I have nothing wrong with it.
I just like the...
Are you trying to get a reaction out of me?
I'm just, you know, it was exciting. It was an exciting time.
It was.
Actually, I play that clip because, well, it's a bit of a failure for me. It made me realize something about What About the Podcast.
What?
Well, watch my channel, analyst. Mess with my channel here again.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep going with this clip. Just stay with me here. I was hoping to go up to get a after the game interview with Noah,
the goal scorer, winger,
the game winning goal scorer. And so I was gonna be like, Noah, I know you're talking with all these people like the Gazette and the Press Citizen, but here's Dad with What About the Podcast. Got any words for our viewership? Our listenership? Listenership, unless we're doing a visual episode. But
What happened?
I chickened out.
You chickened out?
Yeah, I went up to him and I'm like, here, listen. Here's me. I was thinking about it. What happened?
What about the podcast?
See, I was like, we're going to get this interview.
What's that?
Just bear with me. It's coming.
Hey, nice job, Noah.
Yeah.
I just gave him a hug.
Like, come on.
I just gave him a hug. I went up to him, and I was like, hey, Noah, and I kind of went in for a handshake. And then it got awkward, and I gave him a hug, and I was just like, good game, man.
Now, the awkward handshake hugs,
yeah,
those happen, that's normal.
Yeah.
You gotta follow through with what you meant to set out to do, you know?
Yeah, I just felt like there was a bit of shock going on. And you know, he had just been interviewed by the paper, and I didn't want to throw a curveball, and I thought,
What's a curve? What kind of curveball should I not throw? And then you thought that was the one that you should
throw.
Yeah, I
thought, you know what? What about the podcast isn't about the like spontaneous, or more about like, let's sit down and do an intensive interview. You know, we're not going to just...
Nothing about what we do is spontaneous.
Unless you have any thought on that.
I would agree that nothing that you guys do is spontaneous.
Even though sometimes the way we say things, or if we say that we're just going to make stuff up, like, we totally, everything is scripted out.
Yes.
Well, even the filler words, like when I say like and and whatever, those are in the script.
Well, yeah, the analysts can speak to that. I mean, they write that script.
Yes, I write. We write the script.
We write the script. You heard it here, folks. The analyst quote.
There's your headline, Gazette. We write the script.
We write the script. The analysts write the script. So I have a question for the analysts, since we're on the topic. What is the difference within your whole organizational structure between the experts, the analysts, and the consultants? I'm pretty sure we have consultants, right?
Why are you asking me? They're standing right next to us.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you operate.
Well, we are a hive mind, so we all are connected together, and the separate groups work as units, such as the analysts and the other groups that exist, but they all are fed into one another, and they all can perform any job assigned.
At any time?
Oh my
gosh.
Wow. So how did the analysts come about?
We are older than time itself, and time has forgotten where we were once from.
That's amazing. And to think that we're so lucky to have the analysts. You know, having them here around us as we do this makes me wonder, how did we find the analysts? How did the analysts... Do you know?
No. No, I don't.
You don't?
I mean, do you remember?
I don't remember. It's like I can remember sort of a time before the analysts,
like,
and then
like subway,
they were just there.
Subway station or like a subway restaurant or something.
No,
something just like
I don't know.
Like a subwoofer.
Subwoofer?
Like
subconscious?
Substitution?
Substrate?
I don't know. Something with that. Subfix.
Scoliosis.
And then after the analyst, you know, it's kind of like a wavy sort of like
membrane,
a
time after analyst,
like a pasta,
TAA,
like a sort of, you know,
elongation
sort
of the liver,
wave time,
noodle
configuration.
Time. Interesting.
That's what I was thinking. But anyway, this brings me to a larger point that I'm trying to make.
I didn't realize you were trying to make a larger point, but
there's a segue in there somewhere.
Okay.
Among the noodles, there was a segue.
Yes.
But have you seen Ender's Game?
Yes, I believe I have.
Have you seen Ender's Game?
Analysts.
Have the analysts collectively watched the Ender's Game?
Yes.
So basically, I think we all know where I'm going.
I don't, actually.
So,
I have no idea.
Assuming that the analysts are... I don't have to assume anything. You just told me. But analysts are... It's a hive mind, right? So is everything pinpointed back to one person? And then... Or like one sort of being within the central consciousness that kind of...
Non-flamigation.
It's very pivotal. Or whatever. Like in the Ender's Game... When they killed the queen, everyone else stopped
Those
functioning, right, and fell from the sky and died and stopped doing their duty.
The
so,
are you threatening the analysts?
No, I'm just saying. Hypothetically, is there a weak point? Hypothetically.
Do you have one pivotal point, their weak point, on our multifaceted and extensively listened to podcast?
You're right. This is broadcasted to every floorgon in the blurbosphere, so.
Every floorgon in the blurbosphere?
Yeah, so we probably shouldn't.
Wow.
Okay, fine. Well,
Analyst, do you have any? Do you want? I will stop putting words in your mouth, Analyst, as you often put words in my mouth. But for now,
hypothetically, Ender's Game is a representative realization of I don't know what's
happened to me. I don't know what's going on. Some big words in there.
I did not know that.
We have them. Dump the language down. Analysts, this is normally something we would do behind the scenes, but I guess if they're all here.
They're all here.
Yes, of course.
So representation... Revolution, what'd you say?
If you were to watch the movie Ender's Game or read the book, the way that the Hive in that movie
book
functions is very similar to the layout of the Analysts.
Okay, right.
In theory, of course.
Okay,
In theory. Okay.
Hypothetically, we're not giving anything away to anybody.
I have a much easier question.
Okay.
Which analyst holds the sign with all the points for our winners?
Tom.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it might be Jerry.
Jerry.
I mean, you can never really tell Tom and Jerry apart.
Yes.
They're so equal in size and stature, but...
Well, this naming of analysts leads me to... What I had hoped to kind of draw out in our conversation with the analyst.
You had a segue in there too?
I have one, and it's happening right now. And that is kind of the most important question to me, because it was one of the first memories of the analyst that I had. And that was when the analyst somehow, and I can't remember if this was them speaking in unison, if it was a sign that Tom held up, or what it was, but there was some indication... that the analysts as a group don't refer to themselves as the analysts, but refer to themselves as Garrel. Right? Do you remember this? Garrel.
Yeah. Yo.
Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy.
So
I'm not saying I agree with you.
You don't remember, but so that I know I've just put you on the spot, analyst, and this may be something that, you know, we've talked about, and I've always got the indication that there's something a little off when we talk about Garrel. But this is the hard hitting question for episode 9. Tell us about Garrel.
Yo, I'm not just gonna serve you chicken breast. By itself. Business name or our
they call me the
professional
orthodox chef
name
because of my unorthodox cooking habits.
However, at times when we are alone and
they say
in a more personal setting,
mustard.
Garrel
say,
is
no, I like to use our
name.
Jam.
Like, there we go.
I think I figured it out.
I'm like,
what did you figure
so
out?
So all the time they're looking for Garrel and he's never there, right?
Yeah.
You know who is there?
The analysts.
But they can never make the connection. So when they say Garrel is going walking around downtown reading a book.
Yes.
Like
they had mentioned that in episode 6 of Conversations by Gary LaCroix.
Right, they keep getting text messages from the analysts saying, where? We can't get in. We can't, where's, I don't have my key. We don't have our one big collective key. Let us in. We're downstairs.
Yeah.
But they go, who are the analysts? While they look for Garrel.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like we've just unlocked a huge puzzle.
Everybody loves
and food. We couldn't have done that without the analysts being here in the studio. So we could, you know, sit face to face to face to face to face to face to all their faces.
Yeah,
with
go
them.
On.
Yeah, there's a bunch of sweaty faces in here. Couldn't have done that through this whole situation where they transmit ideas to us and hold up signs and that sort of thing.
Because there's no, that's, I mean, that's not really, you know, you can't form a friendship from that.
No,
you can't form any real sort of emotional connection.
You can't ship that.
Right.
You can't ship that.
What?
That's what the kids are saying,
right? That's what the kids were saying in 2004.
Oh,
oh, it's all right. We'll get the analyst to fill you in after the show.
All right, okay. We're 2/3 of the way there already,
right?
This episode 9 is flying by, and that's because we're flying with the analysts at our side into the ether that is all known knowledge in the both known and unknown universes.
They definitely are.
I'm not sure what we're saying.
I was saying.
What I'm saying is, let's go to the reviews.
Okay.
Let's review some
right,
stuff.
Right, because we got some really some tubular reviews to do this week.
Yeah. That's okay. Tubular. Let's go with the tubular reviews. Yeah. What do you have for us, Ad? Ja Rule.
This week,
J. Cole.
This week, Adam's reviews. I'm just kidding.
This week, and cue the review music.
Cue the review music.
We also serve chocolate bars and doggy bowls.
Wow, great! That was great. A little sample of
433. Yeah.
Jermainathan Cole.
Yes.
Who professionally goes by the rapper name J. Cole.
J. Cole.
He released a long play project, an LP, an album.
On Friday.
Right.
Well, Friday from when this is taped, not when it's released.
Right, so
you know, the analyst won't.
Come on, guys.
We're a week late, okay? Allow us. That's an analyst rule. That's
right.
That's Gerald's rule.
Gerald?
Gerald. Gerald, you confused me by saying J. Cole. I was thinking Gerald was Gerald.
Anyway,
what do you think the analysts think of that J. Cole album?
I don't know.
Or did you want to finish reviewing it first? All right. I feel like review it because we have the analysts here.
Well, all I'm saying is you tell me to review it. You go on a 30-second tangent, then you go, well, review it, and then in that same sentence, you continue to babble on about Babylonia.
I'm not talking.
Baloney.
I'm quitting talking now.
Babylon, baloney, Babylon. What I was saying was, I think it's good.
It's a good album?
Yeah, it's good.
I like what you told me earlier. You know, before the LP came out, you were chatting with me, and you're saying, I don't get why people like Ja Rule, J. Cole, whatever.
No,
whatever.
I never said that.
Wow, no, you said something like that.
I said, I don't get why I don't like him more than I like him.
Okay.
Because of the impact that he's had on everything. You know, from the t-shirts that half the analysts are wearing that have just J. Cole's eyelid on them.
That's weird. I just noticed that myself, too.
I mean, it's really incredible.
Yeah.
He's influenced so much. You ever use soap?
Yeah.
You ever soap?
Use soap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's every day. J. Cole does that, too.
Really?
So you can see the impact that he's having on everyone.
Wow.
And I like his music, right? But like, if I saw him playing music, I'd be like, "Well, I like it, but like, I don't like love it," you know?
Yeah.
Like if I saw him like in the subway station with like open bag headphones and his music was leaking out of it, I'd be like, "Wow, I kind of like that music, but I wish I liked it more."
Okay, I see.
But this album was good.
Cool. How about you, analysts? You're obviously, given the shirts you're wearing, a lot of you, a lot of the multitude of you is a J. Cole fan.
It's really tough.
Would you like to verbalize any of that?
Would you like to
J. Cole elaborate
on that?
Brush my teeth.
Sorry.
I think that the review that Ad gave was sufficient to our understanding of J. Cole as well.
Wow. That's such a huge compliment, because pretty much every review I've ever done, Dad has told me, wow, come on, like, really? So thank you for that.
Yeah, the analysts have sided with you, but you know what? That, you know, let me say this. Them siding with you made me remember when we did the Mind episode. Do you remember the expanded mind? And thinking about how your body builds up energy, and then you don't know if this energy is forcing your body to move or if your mind has thought your body will move. So this makes me think about, you know, okay, just go with me. This makes me think, like, how do we know the analyst didn't supplant your mind with information that would make you say this J. Cole thing is so good, this J. Cole album, LP is so good, so that you come on here and you say, yeah, it's great. But they're the ones who are kind of controlling your mind to make you say that anyway.
I stopped paying attention about halfway through that.
Let's move on, shall we? Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Is there anything?
I'm in the dark right here.
You're in the dark.
Cause you were,
well, it's because you're wearing sunglasses inside. Are you scared of the analyst? Is that why you're covering your eyes?
I'm actually looking. I haven't looked them in the eye the whole time, but yeah, because I'm wearing sunglasses, you can't tell.
You haven't, or you have?
No, I haven't. I've been just looking down like at my legs this whole time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're down to the nitty gritty of this podcast. What? Any more reviews? Any more?
More reviews? I just thought we were gonna talk about something. Maybe I was just imagining things.
Yeah, I think you wanted to. There must have been like a Tom Hanks movie you wanted to review or something like
that. We already did that, Dad.
Oh.
Get out.
Get out. I'll get out.
No.
No?
Silly, I was talking about the movie Get Out.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't talking to... Stop, come back! Sorry, some of them left.
We lost some analysts.
That's all right, because they're all controlled by one central queen bee consciousness. Yeah. So.
I wonder how does that split them off into different areas?
I don't know,
areas?
I think part of it is maybe like the part of your brain where like when you're watching TV and like the popcorn falls in your lap and you're like, ah, but then you're also watching the movie at the same time.
Okay.
So, but what I was saying was, Get Out is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
That I watched for the first time, and it won an Oscar.
Yes.
And it's an important movie. And Jordan Peele, Key and Peele, is kind of a genius, comedic genius for sure, but the movie wasn't supposed to be funny. And it was really good. It was a horror film.
Yes.
Horror.
Yeah, no, it's a... I don't like horror movies.
Me neither.
But this
but
one
I loved it.
It was pretty good.
It was so... School, I like to sell the cool. To
make extra it was cool.
It was scary.
Like analyst. And he thinks that I'm Get Out. The money
from a yes. Month, but I'm not. It's what do you think was scary about it?
Definitely the part when he was getting hypnotized. He was like falling into the floor. And they were like ding on like the teacup. And he was like, and then like... He didn't smoke after that. That wasn't scary, but the hypnotizing part was scary. And then
I think he wouldn't smoke again. Horrifying.
But and then like at the end when like he stabbed the guy with the antlers.
Yeah.
And like strangled his girlfriend. I'm pretty sure they'd broken up at that point. But
I like how the humor was mixed with the horror in that.
Yeah. Not really a rhyme, it's the same. But it wasn't a humor movie.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. I never admitted this to my parents, but so, actually like my pizza better flying, when it's not cooked. high with the analysts, but now we're coming down. Coming down.
Coming down.
Because this episode is ending.
Yeah.
And
we're landing. You could say.
Let's bring it in.
No pun intended.
Let's bring it in for a smooth landing. Analysts.
Oh, I thought. No, right. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Will you be back to your regular station next week?
I would imagine so.
Okay, and you know, I wasn't gonna mention this, but that whole business last week when we were like trying to do the show and you all were out grocery shopping and not helping us. Let's not
what the heck, man?
Yeah. Okay. We put him on the spot. With that.
Yeah. Sorry.
We weren't gonna bring it up. We exchanged long angry text messages with your whole Hive Mind team. And that was intense for many days this week. But I'm just asking. I just hope you'll be here because that really threw us for a loop last week.
Totally.
And other things as well. I don't know.
No comment. We're not getting any.
I would imagine that we'll be here next week. Unless we don't really know how to play soccer. Because, you know, we do have to eat.
Oh, my God.
It's actually.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to get started.
It's probably actually a lot of. That's a lot of grocery shopping. You feed thousands of analysts on a daily basis.
Yeah, but it's not like one person's going grocery. Can I have 100,000 eggs, please? No, it's like they're all there. How many times do you go grocery shopping? Once every 10 years?
They're all there with their J. Cole shirts on.
I mean, how often do you need to shop grocery-wise?
A lot. For you, you need a box of cereal almost every other day.
I need, like, at least a couple calories every day. I don't really know what a calorie is.
As we land this episode, smoothly land this episode, we have a big one coming up next week, too. You know why?
Why?
We enter double digits.
What?
Yeah, episode 10. Do you want to do anything special for episode 10?
Well, we're definitely going to have some Sasquatches.
So there's those people as well.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe what we could do for episode 10 is we make it really bad on purpose to commemorate
how good we are. Yeah, okay.
One big ego stroke.
And
it'll be the ego episode.
The ego. Okay, that's a good one. And then we can do the super ego after that.
Yeah, and that I'm really excited to do that. Because I sell my gravel.
Sing us out.
What about the podcast?
No. That's not what I meant. That's horrible. No one wants to. No. If anyone still.
You ever want some cheap chocolate milk?
Are you gonna play the music or what?
Oh yeah.
Probably have 30 or 40 seconds.
Just kidding.
At any given moment.
Whoa, that was.
What the heckaroni is going on? Sorry, let me just gotta blow in the socket.
The worst ending to an episode ever. Come on, you're
having trouble finding.
You're killing us over here. You're killing us over here. Oh, this blew someone's speaker. Oh man.
Happy now. What about the podcast? 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 What about the podcast?
Ad and ad.
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 What about the podcast?
You are listening to What About the Podcast? I am the Dan.